Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
When you've already changed the world once, you look at a lot of things differently.
1990, I was living in Tacoma, Washington, and we were in this little band. And then a year later, we were the number one band in the world. And that shows you how change comes. Then it seems like the mores changed, like for rock music, like the old regime was gone, and there was a new regime of music, which they somehow termed alternative music. Like it's an alternative to, no, this is the new rock. It's not an alternative.
Chris Novoselic is the former bass player from Nirvana, that Tacoma band that rocked the world with the album Nevermind 25 years ago. As he's grown up, he's maintained a belief that change is possible in America, even in things far away from music. He's board chair of something called Fair Vote, a nonpartisan group devoted to making our elections better. And a measure he helped get on the ballot right now in Maine could be the beginning of a revolution in how we vote in this country. Chris Novoselic wants a system that he says smells more like democracy.
I would give voters more choices. And when we give voters more real choices, we give voters power. And there's a ballot measure in the state of Maine right now for their whole state to use ranked choice voting, a system, by the way, that you had here in New York City a couple generations ago. And it's basically you get a first choice, a second choice, and a third choice on the ballot, and you rank them 1, 2, 3. And so the election officials count the ballots. And if somebody gets a majority of those first choices, the election's over. They want a majority. However, if there's no majority, then the last place vote getter is dropped. And those voters who voted for them, their second and third choices or more are transferred to the remaining candidates until one of them crosses the majority threshold.
Then you're no longer voting for the lesser of two evils. You're able to rank all the evils that you see in a way that is going to actually be reflected in whatever the outcome is.
You can put your passionate, most favorite choice as your first choice and say, well, you know, then there's this one who's really popular and mainstream or whatever, and I can live with them. So I'll put them as my second choice. So I'm not wrecking that second choice.
So being passionate is different from I can live with them.
It is.
And in this election, we don't really have that choice.
You know,
there's a lot of people are making this choice, if I can just live with them, and the election doesn't say anything about what they're really passionate about.
It's terrible. You know, we have this consumer culture, for better or for worse, but we have a lot of choices, and we can choose going to a grocery store, what kind of food we buy, what kind of cell phones we want to use. And then with voting, it seems, again, there's this 20th century system. What it seems to be doing is breeding a lot of frustration and fear. People are freaking out. Like on my Facebook feed, like there's people who completely hate Donald Trump. However, they can do nothing else but like post these memes and these negative stories about him like all the time. Like they're obsessed with it. And I'm saying, hey, man, Halloween's coming up. Like what are the kids' costumes look like, or what else is going on?
Yeah, we've settled that. Let's move on.
Yeah.
You know, your background as, you know, a member of a super band certainly gives you a sense of the potential for change, the potential for having an impact, you know, things that we like to think about at these political times.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up. I was in 1990, I was living in Tacoma, Washington, and we were in this little band. Came out of nowhere. Well, I guess it came out of the punk scene, which is somewhere. And then a year later, we were the number one band in the world. And that shows you how change comes. And then it seems like the mores changed, like for rock music, like the old regime was gone. Then there was a new regime of music, which they somehow termed alternative music. Like it's an alternative to, no, this is the new rock. It's not an alternative. Mm-hmm. It's grunge or whatever you want. It's rock and roll music. It's the new, It's the new rock. And then things changed, and there seemed like there was this new sensibility, consciousness in music, and I think those like punk rock ethics like we brought those with us, and other bands brought those into the mainstream.
And it teaches you to believe that whatever we think about incremental change, stuff can happen really quickly, really fast.
Absolutely.
How do you think about that in the context of this 2016 election, where a lot of stuff has happened really fast?
Well, it might be the culmination of what's been happening over the years. It's like meet the new boss, same as the old boss. There's the old joke, meet the new Bush, same as the old Bush, but now the Clintons are back, okay? But I guess it's, you know, this social process we're in, society is just, it's hard to put your finger on any one thing.
Were you politically passive at a certain point? In other words, were you the kind of person who would say, oh, I pay no attention to any of that stuff?
Oh, no. You know, I've always like read newspapers, and I was 18 years old. I voted in a presidential election in 1984. I voted for Walter Mondale.
Mondale.
Yeah. And it was in this union hall in Aberdeen, Washington, and there's this giant portrait of Lyndon Johnson like looking down on me, who was like president when I was born. Like, there you go, my son. Vote Democratic. You know what I mean? But I'm an independent voter. I vote the person and not the party. And I voted Republican. I voted Democrat. I voted third party, independent.
And this year?
I'm going to vote for Gary Johnson.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And if you were to rank, how would you do it?
I don't know. That's such a hypothetical. Hillary Clinton's going to win all of 12 Washington's electoral votes. So it's just like feel like I'm getting the best value for my vote. And I want to vote somebody who's independent, third party. Makes sense to me.
And if it turns out that Gary Johnson's vote somehow hands the election to Donald Trump in some way, would that concern you?
I just imagine this like Citizens Kane like shot of like the world, and all of a sudden he wins on election night and this camera zooms in on me with my one vote in Washington State. And like, you know, if Donald Trump wins a presidency, that's what people wanted, unless there's some kind of year 2000 craziness happening.
What's it going to take to make ranked choice voting something that gets as much traction as, say, motor voter laws or vote by mail or the kinds of things that have really been pioneered in the Pacific Northwest about the way that we vote?
2.4 million voters in the United States vote with ranked choice voting in 10 cities. And they love it. And the system works and it's established. And we just need to get more places using it. And we certainly need to keep talking about it. And so on November 8th, Mainers will be voting in their state for ranked choice voting. And it looks like it's going to pass.
So after Maine, where do you think is the natural constituency for ranked voting?
We might have a bill in Congress next year for the U.S. House, because under the Constitution, United States Constitution, Congress makes up the qualifications for how they elect their members. And so a bill would be really important. So we'd like to see the proportional version of ranked choice voting down the road. For now, it's Measure 5 in Maine. It's single winner ranked choice voting. It gives voters more power. You can vote for the candidate you really want to see elected without fear that you're going to elect somebody you don't want to see elected. We need to elect candidates with the best ideas and policy proposals, and not necessarily the candidates with the most money.
Chris Novoselic, thanks so much.
Thanks, John.
Chris Novoselic is the former bassist of Nirvana and board chair for Fair Vote.